The Centers for Disease Control did a study in which they made genetic changes to the human influenza virus so it would carry the deadly bird flu. Sick animals did not spread it to others, even though all were closely caged. Wisconsin still plans to order as much antiviral medicine as it can. Health Department spokeswoman Stephanie Markey says the state won't store it or pay for it until needed.
We're not having any shipped directly to the state at this time so that we don't have stockpiles of antiviral that could possibly expire and not be used.
Wisconsin just might need some or even all of that vaccine. The CDC study was not comprehensive. It looked at just one combination of a possible 50 or so bird-human flu mutations that could occur. Han Ip is a researcher at the National Wildlife Center in Madison. He's been studying birds infected with the virus and says even though bird flu doesn't spread easily in the lab, it might happen naturally.
I always think that Mother Nature is way cleverer than stupid scientists. We try our best, but, you know, she holds all the cards.
In addition to the CDC study, earlier research at UW-Madison also showed difficulty in transmitting bird flu among humans. That study showed people aren't likely to spread bird flu by sneezing or coughing because the disease lives deep in the lungs. But that's also why the human death rate has been relatively high, because people don't realize they have it until the disease has progressed. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.